had a snow, we bought plow blades for our tractor for snow purposes. They were $4,600.
Are you learning more about tractors than you ever wanted to, right?
The amount of equipment we have to maintain this property is unbelievable. So, other than that, it's all, you know, pretty straightforward. As I said, we're getting back into where we should be. Our revenues, we'll talk about some changes in revenues. And next month, when we meet in January, I'll bring an updated budget to the committee. Because then we'll have 6 months worth of expenditures to sort of look at the patterns to see. And at one point, after January, we'll go for the final budget vote.
But even despite these really big unknown expenses, we're still on budget.
Mm-hmm.
The pool, when is the pool supposed to be fully operational?
On December 9th. Shell Brothers are going to have a company meeting in the spectator area. And at that point, I believe there's going to be something turned over to us.
So our first...
Is that like a key,
yeah,
you know, something
figurative? Something trustworthy. So when will we have sort of our first...
Well, if that's
like,
the case...
feel for...
If that's the case, then our first practice should be on December 10th here, and my first home swim meet is December 15th.
I'm more or less wondering about the expenses. When are we going to know right off? Like, what's our first?
What I have done is I've set up an appropriation to try to track all that, mm-hmm, so we can really keep an eye on it. And I'm going to transfer some remaining MCI money into that account so we can even start paying Kristen and Maria out of that, and lifeguards out of that, and everything. So we'll really can start tracking all of our expenses related to that.
Because don't you think it would make sense for us to not approve any changes to the budget? I know you said 6 months until we have experienced some months of the pool operation.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I'm going to ask you necessarily to approve it, but at some point after we've gotten all of our revenues,
mm-hmm,
we're going to have to approve a final budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has to be done either by like April 30th or something like that. It's in our policy.
Right.
And then the next month we approve a preliminary budget for the upcoming year.
I was going to say that.
The way I look at it, Jen, and what Alan presented, it's almost like a rolling forecast, right? So he's looking every month at changes that he's aware of, and he presented it to the committee last night, which is really useful when you're looking at the financials.
Mm-hmm.
And what it suggested is that I think the district funding was coming in heavier than what we anticipated, despite some of the issues around the change in the amount. I guess it's part of the reconciliation process of which district people are coming from and so forth. So that was actually a benefit to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's extrapolating like a $100,000 upside to revenue on the year as a result of that. He's also looking at expenses and trending those out. The biggest single expense that he thinks is going to be problematic are the health care costs on the full year. There's a chance that we might get that partially funded, right,
mm-hmm,
in the end, but he's being conservative in that regard. I do think that the expenses are a little clumpy, right? So some of the expenditures, like for supplies and so forth, happen up front and are front end loaded at the beginning of the season, and those tend to trickle off.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of these unplanned equipment expenditures, that's where we dug a little bit, because I think we're going to experience a little bit of an aha probably over the next 2 years until we have a full understanding of how the new facilities are impacting us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I would say that we'll probably have continuous learnings relative to that particular expense line.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the rest of the income statement looks pretty solid.
Back, just another question on academic challenge. How do we pay for that?
It's paid for
by the
the local school districts are able to levy a tuition tax for special education students. Back.
Oh, I remember. So we don't actually pay.
No.
Del Tech pays.
No. The local school districts pay.
Right.
So if the child comes from Indian River, Indian River pays for that, and the child is our child.
Correct.
But attendance district is Indian River, they pay for that.
Okay, and is that paid, like, is it paid one chunk for the kids for the whole year?
It's paid, well, I think.
It all goes through Delmar.
I think they make two installments, I think, and it goes through Delmar School District.
Delmar School District does all of that.
They still do, like, September 30 count for that, and I think there's two deadlines, and if they withdraw after the second deadline, they don't get anything.
The districts, if it's still working like it was, the districts transfer money to Delmar. Delmar pays Deltek. So there's one fiscal agent, and there's a reason that that's done that way, and I long ago forgotten why.
Okay.
The pool, in light of Maria and Kristen, are they off and running then come January in terms of the capability of the community utilizing that facility?
Well, what I have them, looking at right now is which of the four pool, or four teams that have expressed interest still want to be in there.
Okay.
And I think we will have more successful launch of a community access if it's not something that is interrupted by swim meets and swim practices. Because I know when I try to get to the Y, I get very frustrated because I can't get in the pool because there's two swim meet, there's two swim teams going on, next day there's a swim meet, and I don't want to put a bad taste in the community's mouth. So we're targeting the date of March 1st because all the swim teams will be done by then to, and in that interim, advertise what it's going to look like, decide what it's going to look like, advertise what it's going to like, come up with software that we might be using.
Okay.
The locker rooms that we're going to use are not going to be done probably till sometime in the spring, so we're going to have to figure out how we're going to coexist. If that means that our PE students use the visiting locker rooms because most of them don't shower anyway, and in order to get the community in here.
I know, right? Love it.
That's how everyone smells.
So these are things we're going to have to work out between now and then, but I feel comfortable by waiting until that time. We'll be able to start with a much more polished and desirable program that we are not designing on the fly as parents.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, our swim team is practicing in the morning, right? So
yeah.
There are swims twice a week in the evening if they're home, right?
So they're.
So I don't know if their practice will change.
I don't think it will change because a lot of those kids also swim for the YMCA or someplace else, which is in the evening. And Tom Martner told us in the first meeting that those swimming practices would remain in the morning.
Okay.
And I think it's so those kids that swim both places can manage it. That's my feeling.
So they'll be here at 5:30?
I think it's 6:30.
6:30.
Boy, I think we're going to have to leave even earlier.
Ennis
leaving
is,
earlier?
Yeah. Well, Ennis is no further. You think Ennis is closer to Bethany than this?
Well, I will say we flew this morning because there's no traffic.
It's not that far. It's maybe like 5-6 miles from Ennis.
It's here closer. You may be able to get there quicker because you don't have to drive to Georgetown. That's
yeah,
the
normal. Right. Exactly.
Right.
The circle
that
there
Ennis
is
just such a miserable pool. It's 96 degrees.
Too hot.
Yeah.
It's too hot because it's therapeutic.
Yeah,
right.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah, we have someone fainting the first day.
Yes.
So it seems, I mean, I don't want to rush it and make it sloppy, but it also seems like our weekends will be open and a lot of evenings will be open before swim team season ends. I'm just worried about the expense.
Yeah.
That's why. That's the only reason I asked, thinking about potential income.
Well,
I think
this decision may change if these other swim teams say, no, we're already set for the season.
Yeah,
we don't want to use yours.
A swim team can't be interrupted by meets, but if they're weekend people that want to use it on weekends.
Well, I think here's the bottom line. We sat down with them and we talked about seven different topics.
Mm-hmm. Seven, 17.
Okay. There's seven on my sheet.
Conservative.
And there's a lot of research that they have to do.
Yeah.
And we asked them to come back with a short-term and a long-term plan until anything's on paper and there can be.
Understood. So they need time to get their feet on the ground.
And we met today, with the furniture person who's going to come up with a design and layout for furniture.
Yeah, we don't have furniture. Okay.
Stands. I'm just so happy someone else is dealing with it and not us. us at this table, I mean.
Well, you don't know how delighted I am that we found people that we think will do a
great job.
An excellent job.
Well, we are going to need to vote on the finance.
And all the district money came in.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're preliminary amounts. In December, they're supposed to give us their final payment. Because they had until October 31st to challenge if they disputed that someone was in a different district.
There were, do you mind, are we?
We need a vote.
Oh, we need it, yes.
I'll make the motion that we accept the minutes.
No.
Financial reports. Chris Benjamin.
I second that motion.
Any more discussion?
Jennifer Scott.
Okay, if not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passed.
So it was a really good meeting yesterday. And Alan actually shared with us some information that I have been curious about. And so I'm sure there are other members of the board that probably share the curiosity, probably some members that understand it. But really, what we talked about is taking some time from a finance perspective and educating, you know, each month and kind of opening people's minds to looking at the financials and thinking kind of deeply about the future and how we can influence them. And we don't want to get overly complicated, so we'll probably introduce one topic at a time. But we looked at our revenue sources, where they're coming from, and the formulas that drive the revenue, which are the units. And as you can see, about 73% of our revenue is coming from the state through the unit formula, okay? And really what we were talking about at the Finance Committee meeting was, how can you influence the pie? How can you make it bigger? Where are the opportunities to grow the revenue outside of student population, which we know we'll have, but will be capped? So it was interesting to me to see that the CTE units are a way that we could grow funding, right?
Sorry, what are CTE units?
At the top, the CTE are career and technical education.
So, for instance, our design engineering classes and design engineering in the middle school beginning at grade 7 and 8, it doesn't go down to 6. Those, having children in those classes generate money, and those technical courses that are approved at the state level.
State pays the extra money if you have them.
Well, yeah, so
you get state and
state money, not federal, or both.
You get federal dollars.
It's a win because you grow within the base population, right? You grow your funding within the base population without having to grow your population.
I didn't want to lead you down the wrong path. This is state, the CTE unit money is state, but we will also get some federal dollars.
Yeah, some Perkins grant money.
Yeah.
So you see, we introduced CTE courses in the 2015 school year.
I see. Mm-hmm. And
to put a name on it,
that's 0.75.
That's Tim Elmer. Okay.
No, that was
that's Tim Elmer. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was Tim Sage.
Oh, it was Tim Sage. Yeah, that's right.
So basically, we at that time you had to submit an application, a description of your course, et cetera, in the spring in order to introduce it the following year. Mm-hmm. Now that deadline is you have to submit it in November for the upcoming year.
Wow.
So we have applications in place or soon to be submitted for computer programming classes that will begin in the middle school. Right now, our middle school students, when they're in computer class, they are doing coding in their computer class. But it's going to be even more, probably the same coding program that they're using now, but it'll be one that we'll be able to get CTE units for. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing a similar thing through Project Lead the Way at the high school. So those applications should be approved for next year. And so then instead of just under one unit, we probably will be closer to two.
Okay. What's Lead the Way?
Yeah.
Project Lead the Way is a
nationally validated
it's
approach
endorsed, yeah.
for design engineering.
Cool.
And the courses that we're going to be offering here that will give the kids University of Delaware credit, correct? In the 12th grade?
Yes.
Yeah.
If a child takes that level.
Has the potential of giving them University of Delaware because it's endorsed by the state, it's endorsed by the University of Delaware.
So if we add this course for the middle school, mm-hmm. we have existing staff who will teach it, mm-hmm. but it's more...
Money.
We get more units for it mm-hmm. than just a regular computer class.
You probably do hit step function, so where you have to put more infrastructure in place, right? As you grow that program, I would imagine, if you were to grow it.
If you were to decide to grow it, and yes, the answer is yeah. yes. I was going to comment more, which I would comment more on it. Because you got, I'm glad that we made the decision to go in that direction. And it fit very well with the IB program, mm-hmm. okay, because design engineering is part of that. But there are so many more elements in the whole CTE program. Any career vocational opportunity is part of that. Mm-hmm. So in the school's decisions to move forward in that, I would caution, while I think what we've done is good and right, I don't think it's the whole banquet table is
right.
for us,
mm-hmm. right.
okay? Because there are kinds of courses mm-hmm. in there that don't fit into our school profile, our school
right.
mission.
Yeah.
Or our career path.
Or our career
yeah.
pathways.
Our goal here was not to yeah. suggest that this should lead the horse, right? This yeah. is to identify financial opportunities only.
Mm-hmm.
To get people thinking about, you know, right. where we might want to go with things.
And
it's not to drive it, right?
I understood
yeah,
that.
I think it's
okay. I just
okay.
wanted to. I saw, you know, that. Oh, well, that's another way.
And
yeah.
so, it also sounds like we already had a computer class, and then
right.
we just remodeled it
mm-hmm.
a little bit to get
mm-hmm.
the CTE money.
Uh-huh. Correct.
Super.
Yeah.
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 But
and
all the,
you can,
exactly. I mean, honestly,
right.
I think all the better because kids are so computer literate for the most
Correct.
Part.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Coding is the next
right.
level.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
if you get an
iPad,
a computer, they can
right.
generally do more than
exactly.
all of us anyway. So let's give them
and
some,
sure.
take them to the next step.
It's pretty amazing when you're in the class and then they've got problems
oh,
to
yeah.
solve. They've got to figure out how to sequence these segments of code in order to get an avatar to do something.
Right.
And it's really interesting to watch how they do it. And then they go up to the board and they demonstrate it on the smart board for the rest of the students. And it's very interesting.
And before we made the decision, we had an internal, and you all probably have forgotten it, but there was a small
mm-hmm.
committee.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie was
mm-hmm.
on it.
Chris Schell, that
yeah,
committee?
And
yeah,
and had a small committee
yeah.
to just take a look and
mm-hmm.
kind of help.
And Tim Elmer was really the one who has
very
the vision
wonderful.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to map out something that made a lot of sense.
Just one that, more area where you're teaching my children to be smarter than me.
yeah, exactly.
The other element of this...
Math at about sixth grade.
The other element of this analysis that I found interesting, I didn't know, is that every unit's worth about 130 grand, right?
Wow.
And we're going to be capped at another four units, right?
Unless
so at maximum capacity of the school at like a 770 number, that's 520,000 forevermore. So we've got to be thinking how
mm-hmm.
you could grow the pie, right? So
excellent.
So one avenue is by increasing the number of CTE, but another is when we go for a charter renewal or a charter modification is because of the size of this building and the number of classrooms we have that are vacant currently. If we had the demand out there, we could increase the population of the high school.
Mm-hmm. Or the middle school.
We actually would like to decrease the size
mm-hmm.
of the middle school.
We want to decrease the middle school. Or Trish does, let me say that.
Well,
Can I ask why?
Yeah, because I want less, because I want less kids on a team, and I want smaller class size in the middle school.
Oh, right, because they're bigger now, because the high school's, okay.
I want it to get back closer to what it was.
120, 110.
Yeah, but even if we went like 120 at grade level, that's still more than the 110 that we originally thought we wanted to do, and still manageable, given the size of this facility, and still keeps us as a small school.
That would be better than where we are right now.
What do we have to do, what do we have to show in our charter renewal to justify that increase?
Actually.
Waitlist?
No, I think we just use waitlist. Our enrollment is X, and our waitlists are Y, and Z, the demand's here. I don't think, no question it. I mean, when I say question it, yes, it may be a question, but we would have the documentation to support it.
So for which grades would you think?
Well, I'd like to see.
So three grades up by 10?
High school.
I'd like to see the high school in about 120. I don't know at what point we would get that. If we had 120 at each grade, seven grades, we're talking.
840.
Which is, our cap is 770 right now.
Right. So 70 more. You're just shy of four more out of 520.
I mean, I think we could, I'd have to think more about it, but the other thing is the number of teachers you need to manage certain things, okay? So I've got to think about number of teachers, probably. You know, the money is one angle, but the number of teachers is the other angle.
Yeah, the other thing that Alan and I have been discussing, and something that we talked a little bit about last night, is I think we need to constantly refresh the 3 to 5 year plan. Like, we need to make that part of our process every year, and continue to look out, and marry that to the vision, and try to make it all fit together, you know, so we have a financial story that goes along with it. So, you know, that's what we're kind of thinking about when we get together, and we think about, you know, the next 3 to 5 years, we should be modeling different scenarios with different levels of enrollment. The other thing that we talked about on here that I thought was interesting, and I know Gina does a lot of it today, is grant writing, and I don't know how big the universe is. Dick actually brought it up when we were sitting there, is that, you know, there may be an opportunity there for us to continue to grow in the grant revenue area, potentially. You know, I understand some charter schools work together to share resources for grant writing and grant opportunities, so it might be another opportunity for us to look to grow that piece of the pie long-term, you know, from a strategic perspective.
My sense is there's a lot of grant money out there.
That's what everybody says. I mean, I know these guys do a pretty good job.
What hampers people is the ability to churn out. And, you know, grant writing is a unique skill.
Right.
And I think it can be time-consuming.
And usually, like, what we would call like a VIP, a value improvement project, where typically the resources more than pay for themselves. So something to consider.
Well, we might want to look out there and see, ensure that there's people around who are grant writers as consultants.
Yes.
That we could hire. I know that there are.
Demographically, and Alan brought this up, if we matched up with another charter school or two, demographically, it would probably benefit us to share resources, because we'd be having common grant opportunities, right? I don't know if that exists in the universe for us.
Well, one of the things that interests, you bring that up, an interesting thing that four school districts did in the state, and they called it the Brink Project. It was Indian River, maybe Brandywine, can't remember, it was called Brink. They did a technology grant, and they brought in multiple dollars, and it's a four-way share and with regular publics to get a massive technology loan. So the four districts went together, and I know Indian River was in it, and upstate districts.
How do we do that?
Well, you've got to find some friends that are willing, I mean, for us to do it with charter schools, You'd have to find some friends that would be willing to do it.
You got to find someone who wants to play in the sandbox with us.
Yeah, maybe somebody like Newark and us, or
MOT.
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 The demographically, we're similar. Those three are probably most similar to us, those two.
Yeah, they would be the ones that are most similar.
Providence Creek maybe also.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get one in Kent County. Isn't Providence Creek in the Dover, Smyrna?
I think it is Kent County.
Yeah,
it is.
Be nice to get someone downstate.
It is.
It might be in Smyrna.
No, it is in Smyrna. Is that Newcastle?
No, Smyrna is, but Clayton, it's actually in Clayton, and I don't remember if Clayton's Newcastle or Kent.
I don't know once I get out of Sussex.
It's right around, it's sort of like a Milford thing.
Who knows? I can tell you the line.
Yeah, I'm on
such a big.
I know. I don't know where the line is.
So I hope you guys.
This is
great. It's great.
Really valuable.
Intriguing.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's good.
I'm thinking maybe some of the other topics that we would cover off on are like, you know, what's our future expense framework going to look like when all the, you know, notes come online, right? And taking a good hard look at that and understanding what we have to work with to service a debt. That might be a next topic for the board.
Well, I do have one question. Because I haven't looked at it like this in a while. But the per unit allocation, do we have any thoughts on where it moved from where to where it moved, that it's lesser? Any reasons? Is it the districts the kids are coming from, or is it the type of student, or is it not enough students, or all
it
of
could
above?
Be because of the average years of experience and degree level of our teachers.
Okay.
Because for units that are not, that we are not putting names in,
right,
we get the average amount.
Right.
Our staff generally in the last few years has become younger and less educated.
Okay.
They're still very educated.
Yeah.
But they're not at the point in their life where they do a master's plus
exactly.
45.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Or 32 years.
Uh-huh. Right. So. Thanks, Alan.
And back in that day, in 2014, almost all of our teachers had master's plus.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
We have quite a few with just the bachelor's now.
Okay.
Who are, you know, just out of college, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So is this the time we want to have discussion?
Yeah, because nothing to report from the foundation. Joe didn't provide anything, and we have an update.
I have something.
Wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to talk about employee recognition?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we moved that down. But we skipped over when.
So if we want to do that now, I just have a very quick.
I'm just for the purpose of acknowledging the foundation update, because that was on the agenda.
And I have a very just quick update, but we only do the recognition first, since
that's
we're
fine.
On finance.
You're
that's
a big guy.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. And then we just check off finance, the committee report. The full report, minutes from last night's meeting, are on the website if you want to take a look at them and get an idea of what else we discussed.
I can do Lifesaver?
Yes.
I'm a sugar daddy right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have numbers, by the way.
Oh, you do? Okay.
It's in line with what you and Denise did.
Oh, okay. If it's in line, then I can speak freely about it. Last night at the CBOC, we discussed, at the request of Denise, an employee recognition bonus. What we came up for and what was agreed to is that we would like to recommend to the board that we fund a $300 bonus per employee grossed up. So it comes through net as $300 to the employee. We also are suggesting that we fund a nice lunch. We did some high level estimates, which sounds like Alan validated through doing lower level estimates, but we believe that the total cost would not exceed $36,000. We do have $26,000 already budgeted for these things, so it would be up to an incremental $10,000. We believe that we see favorability in compensation thus far that should cover that amount. So the finance committee recommended that we would move forward with this. The other thing that we agreed to was that we would like Trish and Alan to make the decisions relative to how that gets dispersed amongst the employee population.
Is this gift cards?
No.
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 This is random gift cards.
No. No more gift cards.
We can, we just can't.
No.
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 Oh, we can't do them at all?
No.
Okay, all right, okay.
Is this a separate check, not included in their budget?
I don't know.
No.
It would come in, okay.
The answer to that is no. It will be in the check.
And the reason I'm asking is when you're grossing it up, depending on your pay, that gross up could be higher depending on your exemptions that you have, what your deductions are.
I know.
So, I mean.
But we don't have a choice. The state will not let you cut another check. Because they want their money. I think I'm right on that. Mm-hmm. I haven't checked it, but I think I'm right.
Yes, it's very clear in the BAM.
So by grossing it up, you mean that they will take home after taxes $300?
As close to,
yeah. Exactly.
But if somebody is claiming zero exemptions, that means they're going to more tax, so that $300 could be $600, whereas somebody could be a $600 cost.
Understood. And then they get the big refund at the end of the year when they file their return.
Correct, and compared to another employee that may only be $400.
Understood.
So it's.
But we're just going to do the same amount for everyone.
It's going to be the same amount,
regardless of
the same gross up.
Right, because regardless of how they have their exemption status set up, we can't do it individually.
So
you don't know what their tax bracket is,
basically.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's not grossed up individually. It's just
it's grossed up for an assumed high tax rate.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that makes me feel.
Well, it actually. I would gross it up just to take into consideration the OECs that are going to be tacked onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to gross it up for that, and you got to realize that there's going to be payroll taxes.
Other employment costs.
So we already voted on 26,000. That's in our budget.
Correct.
Correct.
So what we're voting on, we need to do an increase. You're voting on a 10,000.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that much. I ran numbers today in three different scenarios based on the conversations we had last night at the Finance Committee. And the scenario that was the most above the 26,000 was.
Everybody got it, right?
Was $26,405, something like that. It was marginal.
What? I'm sorry, I thought you said it was the 36.
No, that's the luncheon.
Oh, just the luncheon. Within
what you had.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking.
I worked numbers today. As I said, I would.
Oh, okay.
We have.
So what?
Okay.
It's a good luncheon.
It's no. The luncheon is not that much money.
No, the luncheon was. We were estimating $25 per head, and it sounds like that came. I thought you had run the salary numbers.
I did run salary numbers here.
Okay. I apologize.
That's fine. And I can show them to you.
That's great.
Okay.
So, it's in line with what's already in the budget.
So we don't need a vote or anything?
No.
You're just letting us know.
It's in line with the budget.
Okay.
I think it's great. Because things are rough with the new building and the banging on the roof and the...
And
I think it's well-deserved.
Let us know what you get. The awards and the acclaim they've brought to this school.
Correct.
Absolutely. Agreed.
And the only other portion was there was some conversation last month about
another employee.
Another employee. We did not have that conversation last night.
Oh, okay.
It got to be like 6 o'clock and there was just three of us and it's like, okay, we're done.
Well, so we had discussed some recognition of one individual who is providing leadership over the support team for facilities management. Mm-hmm. Yes, Marco. In light of all of the construction and change, and I mean, one small tiny example, when we were with Carper came. All of the chairs, the flag, the podium, the banner, everything was set up. We take a tour through the middle school, which really could not have been that long. By the time we get back, those chairs are gone.
Everything's gone, right?
The chairs, the banner, the podium, the flags, I mean, I like, just gone.
quietly, done with a smile, just, that is one minor example.
Oh, right. So what are you proposing?
Five times.
What are you proposing?
Well, so I had said that I think there needs to be some level of recognition. I think we bring him here, we acknowledge that this has been seen, that we recognize his good work, and, you know, I think we kind of lend ourselves to a monetary level of recognition versus anything else. So I don't know if that can be lumped within what we believe we have budgeted and allow Trish and Alan to identify that, what would be appropriate.
No.
I mean, I would be comfortable with that.
If you're telling us that you're going to give us the latitude to kind of distribute the funding.
Yes.
Not at our discretion, but in a way that we feel is equitable.
Yes.
And in keeping with the budget.
And in keeping also with the concept of recognizing.
Recognizing,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, my only thought is this, is I think we have a recognition system set up to recognize years of service with set prizes, if you will. So I would suggest doing something different than that, because we don't want that
correct
to be confused as that. You know what I'm saying? That's why
agreed.
I think cash is a good idea. That's not part of our regular years of service.
I think you're
check.
I think you're giving a bonus as
yeah
well. I think
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll work that out.
Okay.
If you authorize me.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Do we need to
I don't
vote? I don't I now don't know what how much we're talking about. Is it 26?
It's going to it's going to be a little, slightly over $26,000.
Okay.
But not much.
Then so allow you to manage it within $1,000.
That's what
of
I was
budget
just going
to
say. $1,000. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Over the
so now you probably do need a vote.
Yes.
For
yes, we do.
So let's vote
okay
on.
But wait a minute. Is that enough to cover the holiday bonus, the lunch, and then whatever we would propose for this employee?
For the employee.
Here's what else I would say is that looking out at years, people that are celebrating service year anniversaries, that we have budgeted money for the gifts and items that we give for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about like a general employee recognition line item at this point.
Correct.
So if we're going to vote, let's make sure that
I'd rather you have more than enough and not use it all than us.
Well, we're currently the employee recognition line item is $20,000 plus another $6,000 some for OECs. That's where the $26,000 line is coming from.
But in our mind, was that just earmarked for?
Just for employee recognition.
But for the award, for the years of service awards, for everything.
Yeah, but the years of service awarded are basically nothing
right
in terms of cost. So I mean, if you wanted to be safe and say 27.5, we could do something that's very favorable and include the luncheon for 27.5, which is
$1,500. That's in essence what we're approving. So Steve, do you want to make a motion for an additional or for the $1,500?
I motion to approve $1,500 above the budgeted amount for employee recognition to be managed by Trish and Al appropriately.
I will second. Jen Scott second that.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Thank you to the Finance Committee for all of your good work and discussion on that. That was, like I said, extremely valuable.
I don't know if any of you have seen, I'm going to go back to the Sussex Academy Foundation update, but the scoreboards are in the field, on the field out there. They look great.
Yes.
They look great. The scoreboard is in the pool area.
Yeah, that is super cool.
The header is missing. It was not shipped, but it was shipped overnight. So it's on site. It just hasn't been installed yet. The shades are in the pool area. elevator's done. We got the dial tone there today. I got a call yesterday. So you need to dial tone in your elevator by Thursday. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What does that mean?
But I got it there.
Are they putting stand? They're putting stands up on that platform, right?
What platform?
Well, like the upstairs part?
Oh, bleachers.
Bleachers.
Yes, they are. They are. They're here somewhere. So the pool, believe it or not, yesterday was not plastered. It's now plastered, and they're already filling it.
Yeah, it's so great.
Really?
It's so great.
Yeah, because I figured, oh, they won't fill it until the plaster dries, so I didn't contact the city that we're going to use their water to fill it.
Oops.
And today I'm like, Gene, we're using the water to fill it. He didn't reply at all. But the second part of my email to him was, can you update me on the status of the permit for the nest? I've been receiving phone calls and emails that can I use my connections to move that process along because it's being held up by the fact that it doesn't have a health department approval. Well, we're not going to be serving or cooking food out there. We might be selling Coke, chips, things out of bags. You do not need a permit to do that. So I emailed him today and I said, can you update me on the status of that, the building permit? And the response from his individual who processes the permit is that they're waiting for two subcontractors to apply for town business license. Subcontractors in Georgetown must have a business license if they're within the town limits. So that's what's holding it up. It has nothing to do with the health department.
Okay.
So as soon as that happens, they will finalize the permit.
Our subs?
No, well, no, GGI.
The builder, subs of the builder.
But the town requires.
I know, well, and, why can't GGI?
We went through the same thing when GGI did the project in here. The permit was delayed because the subcontractors they hired did not have town permits.
Well, why can't they
so
get
they
on
know
it?
The process.
All they have to do is fill it out, go
That's
out.
Annoying.
I have a 10 o'clock meeting tomorrow morning with Becker and Frondorf. We're going to go over the final punch list for the middle school. And, you know, I will make sure that I update Andy, who was the one calling me and emailing me about the health department, that that has nothing to do with it.
Alan, one of the things that keeps staring me in the face over in the new multipurpose room is I'm sure they're going to put the base around, but at the top of those mats, I haven't heard anybody say anything yet about finishing those off, and I know they need finishing.
I went in there and looked at it yesterday, and I agree with you. I didn't go, the second part of what I should have done was go to the existing gym and see how it's finished off in there. That may be the way it's finished off. It looks awful because there's staples and
yeah, and I'm sure there has to be some other, I'm sure something needs to go around that top. But, anyway, I think that's a dumb question.
Yeah. So that's all I know about that. Just.
So what is the scheduled date to get a CO for the pool? Is that December 9th?
A temporary CO by like first week of December, before the 9th.
Okay.
There is.
It sounds like if we're filling the pool with water, that we're pretty darn close.
There's some site work that has to be done. There's a lot of flooring that has to go down out there, but there's some site work that has to be done. Which includes additional sidewalks and
it's some kind of construction zone out there. Like the orange meshes up, and you know, it's
and they don't have to have it, the drive it finished and painted, in order to get the permit because it is watertight.
I was just going to say, is it sealed yet with the with the doors
there's,
and the climate control?
There's two doors that still need to go in that go out to the fields.
Okay,
and then on the side that faces.
Yeah.
North, the side that faces north, I think it's the HVAC system has four big, look like windows, but they're not.
Okay.
I think they're vents. I think that they're vents for the HVAC system to maintain the air pressure that they want in there,
exactly.
The humidity that they want in
the
there, etc.
The humidity is the piece. Okay.
And then there's the socks or whatever they call the sleeves that are for the heating and air conditioning system.
Are you learning more about pool management than you ever wanted? Tractors, pools, come on, dude.
Conduit. I can. I still gloss over often, but I ask a lot of questions. They're very patient with me. They're very patient.
All right.
Yeah, I, yesterday so much happened at the pool. I'm like, wow, maybe this is really going to be a reality. Because once the pool gets filled, they're going to start the filters and get it going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have on the 28th and 29th, we have a company coming in to train 5 of our staff on pool operator certification and training on the scoreboard. So we're moving along as though we're going to have it.
We're going to need some other help fees in some of this stuff down the line.
Help with what?
Parents or the teachers?
Yeah, okay, right. Parents to step up and help us do some stuff.
Scoreboards and books and is that what other schools do?
Timing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Designated timer.
Sure, absolutely. We already do that for swim team.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
I asked about officials and they use DIAA.
That's great. Okay. Other committee reports, I just want to mention, I think it would be outreach. Saturday, Lewis Library in the evening, an open house, as well as family game night. Spread the word. I think it's 6 o'clock, 5:36. Anything else beyond the reports that were submitted of interest, of mention?
Do you have anything for me? My email is tongue-in-cheek. Denise sent that email about our committees having monthly meetings. Well, I'm the only person on my committee, so I replied that I meet with myself every day.
I hear you. You ask. I hear you ask. You're constantly asking people. All right, anything old business? New business? Our lovely public, any commentary that you would like to share?
Wait, can I go back to old business for a minute? What is tonight is meeting?
Sorry.
Yes.
What are we supposed to be doing?
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
As people come into the meeting?
If you want to, yeah. That's Gina set that up.
And this is the, this
so you can be there.
High school.
Meeting for prospective students and family. Okay.
It's tonight's supposed to be high school.
You'll know people coming in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be here. I just, just couldn't remember what I was supposed to be doing.
Now, may we return to the public. To our public. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for hanging in there always. All right, nothing for executive session. Could I have a motion to adjourn this meeting at 4:58 p.m.?
That'd be a record.
Anna's motioning. Can I have a second?
Second.
Debbie's seconding it. Meeting adjourned.